Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Tell the people them, no?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to God in the Midst. Get 'em radios. Hallelujah. Prophecy Boot Camp. Amen. We are back in boot camp season again. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word that says if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And so, Hadeo Shekiaba, we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. There's some things that you want us to learn, to absorb. Hallelujah. There's some things you want to be imparted to us, activated in us and demonstrated in us and through us by your spirit. So we thank you for it, Lord God, in advance. We lift up our speakers to you today and everyone, Lord, everything that has gone on throughout this day and even things that are planned for tomorrow, we lay them down before you right now in the name of Jesus. Our ears are attentive to you. Our eyes are poised on you, and our heart is so open to you, Lord. Have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can do, and we'll all be satisfied. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just very excited to have the Osbournes back with us today. And even before they come on, the Lord is just leading me to go in this direction. Someone may come on or listen to this podcast, and they may not have a whole lot of time to listen to it. And so right here at the beginning, hallelujah, we want to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. Hallelujah. Times are getting very short. This is the end of the end times. Amen. And there was a time where we would say, oh, come to church with me on Sunday and you can be saved. Well, sometimes Sunday doesn't come for people and they don't make it to Sunday. So wherever we are, wherever you are right now, this is your time. If you're not 100% sure that you are born again, this is your moment. This is your time. And then those who are listening and you have, you know that you're born again, but you may not have led very many people to Jesus. This is your time too to prepare you to pray the prayer of salvation with someone wherever you are, the grocery store, the doctor's office, wherever you are, hallelujah, there are souls that want to come to Jesus. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you so much. Hallelujah. He said the very best that he had, that he has. He sent himself in the form of his Son. Hallelujah. And then in Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice, what the Bible says, what Jesus said, what Jesus did. Hallelujah. And what God did through the Lord Jesus. And this is a simple prayer that is eternal, that will translate you immediately from this mortal life to eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus did all the work. Our job is to believe and receive. Hallelujah. So the way you can receive is to pray this prayer and pray it with all your heart, believing and receiving. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. It was a short prayer, but it has eternal implications. Hallelujah. And we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We want to welcome you as a child of God, as one who is born again, one who is redeemed. Hallelujah. And when you leave this body, you will be absent from the body, but present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we praise God for you right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we pray over you that God will touch you right now from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet every cell, organ, and tissue of your body right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that you just fill them to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to walk right, power to think right in the name of Jesus. And power to even read the Word of God and understand it, because you're right there with them every time they're reading the Word. And then power, hallelujah, to pray in their very own prayer language in the name of Jesus. Let the rivers of living water flow through their bellies right now. Hallelujah. And their prayer language be released even now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank the Lord, amen, for your salvation on today. Hallelujah. And before this broadcast is over, we're going to give you an opportunity and really let you know how you can connect with us and come and learn and grow with us. Amen, amen. So without any further ado, we want to get to our boot camp. Hallelujah, our prophecy boot camp. Now, if you've been with us for a little while, you'll know that, let me see, we think we started in August where we had the evangelism boot camp. And all of these are podcasts, so you can go back and look at our podcast or listen to our podcast. And the way you can do that is just to Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, hallelujah. And then you will see our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you'll be able to, you'll be able to hear all of these boot camps and be blessed and learn and grow, amen. So, I believe it was August that we had the evangelism boot camp. Hallelujah. And then we went on to the spiritual warfare boot camp. Hallelujah. And I think that was September. And then in October, we had the healing boot camp. Hallelujah. And then last month was our 11th anniversary. We celebrated the Lord, hallelujah, and with giving Gitim Radio 11 years, hallelujah. And so now we're back again with yet another boot camp, and this boot camp is prophecy boot camp, hallelujah. We have a couple here who is definitely not new to us. We had them earlier this year, February and March. We were so blessed by how the Lord was just using them in an awesome way. And so they were here with us in February, and then we said, come on back again. So we had them for February and March. But I will read through some of their bio here. We have Reverend Kim Osborne. God has anointed Reverend Kim as a prophetic worshiper, a psalmist, a prayer warrior. Reverend Kim has ministered throughout Texas, Missouri, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, as a worship leader, trainer, and keynote speaker. Her desire is to lead people into the Holy of Holies, where there is healing, deliverance, and freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And then Reverend Bill, hallelujah, he founded Sunday Celebration New Harvest Ministries back in 2001. He's equipped in the fivefold ministry. Reverend Bill moves in the spirit and power of God. He has been training the saints and operating in healing and deliverance for over 34 years. Reverend Bill has also been involved in training and activating the body of Christ in the prophetic gift for over 24 years. We're in for a treat, y'all. Amen. Reverend Bill's desires are twofold. First, to see the presence of God manifested. Second, that you fulfill your destiny in Jesus. Now, together, Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim travel together, releasing the atmosphere of heaven through worship and the Word of God. In that atmosphere, God's gifts and His glory are manifested. Come on, come on, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Healings and destinies are realized. There is a transfer of God's anointing, and people begin to flow in the potential that God has planned for them. Thank you, Lord God. Both of them have been ordained with Mahesh Chavda Ministries and Joan Hunter Ministries. They are presently engaged in planting a ministry hub in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, New Harvest Ministries International. Hallelujah. And like I said, they were with us. They were with us in February and in March. We couldn't let them go. We had to have them one more month, and that is really kind of unheard of, and get a radio land. But we were led by the Lord, and the Lord blessed us in a great way with them. We have found that God moves through them prophetically with pinpoint accuracy by His Spirit for His glory. Hallelujah. And so we are excited to hear what God is going to say to us in this wonderful boot camp. So we want to introduce to some and present to all Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne. Welcome, welcome.
Yay!
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's awesome to be with you. Anything more, baby?
Y'all just make me smile. I just love hearing y'all's voices.
Amen.
Yes, we're excited to be here with you guys today.
Me too. And I'm excited.
Can't wait to see what God's going to do.
Yes, yes.
And can't wait to hear the testimonies.
Amen, amen. So you may go right ahead. I'm going to put my phone on mute and let the Lord use you. And like around and about the next half an hour, 45 minutes, and then we'll begin to open up the line. And so if anyone has any comments, any questions, prayer requests, prophecy requests, hallelujah, get ready, be on ready. Amen. Okay, Reverend Bill, Reverend Kim, I'm going to turn it over to you and the Lord.
Amen. It's such an honor to be with you guys again. It's God is just awesome in what He's doing with you guys. It just is increasing the body of Christ and bringing people to their fullness. You know, sometimes we go and we do this God stuff and we're the same, and nothing shifts for the next year. We're still the same. And God is using you guys to bring people up to the next level and to the next level and to the next level so that they can fulfill their call and destiny.
Hallelujah.
So we're just
Hallelujah.
Excited to be a part of you guys. And so,
Amen.
So anyway, I'm going to start like this because I only have 45 minutes. In closing, so
that's
so,
right. That's good.
Yes. Anyway, but we're the I got a scripture, and if we're I'm going to just jump into this real quick. If we're wanting to press into spiritual gifts, one of the greatest locations to find it out, and it is through the New Testament also, peppered through the New Testament, but 1 Corinthians 12 through 1 Corinthians 14. And I like this because in 1 Corinthians 14, 1, it says, eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. And I like it because Paul pushes that out. And he says, this is a gift that you especially want to press in for. This is a gift that you especially want to attach and grab a hold of. This is a gift that he said, I would prefer you to prophesy than to speak in tongues. And so this is a gift. This is a thing that we need to grab a hold of. And sometimes it's been kind of mystifying. You know, it's something special. You know, not everybody's got it. It's something special. But we're going to break some molds today. When we do prophetic training, and even in the bio, and I'll tell you what, I'd like to know those people. That's really good. But the thing with when God starts moving and the Spirit starts flowing and the anointing starts flowing and we sit under that anointing, we start to receive some of that anointing. And so even as we're speaking today, even as we're releasing today, you may say, I'm not doing anything, but God says you don't have to do anything because I'm doing it. And there's a release, a sprinkling, you'll see that there'll be a shift and a change, not because we're speaking, but because the God that we serve is here, and the God that we serve is speaking, and the God that we serve is transforming you into his image and his likeness, and he's building you up so that you might fulfill your call and your destiny in the kingdom of God and your part in transforming this earth to the glory of God. And it's just awesome. And so we're talking about prophecy today, and I wanna demystify the prophetic, because it is. It's something special, it's something weird. You might have to wear certain clothes, you might have to get a little aha, or whatever. You might have to say, thus saith the Lord. You know, there might be some baggage that's along with this prophetic. And let's just demystify what prophetic is, because a lot of terms in the body of Christ, we go, my favorite term, theation. I love it. And I will tell you what propitiation means, because I know one word. Anyway, it means appeasing the anger of a god. In the Greek, it wasn't just about God. It was about any god. And if that god had anger with you, you would sacrifice. That anger still remained. That wasn't a propitiation. You'd sacrifice again. That anger still remains. Not a propitiation. But when you fully do a sacrifice that appeases the anger of that god, it's called a propitiation. And here we go. Jesus was our propitiation. He removed the anger of God and gave us, as Romans 5 said, peace between men and God. That's what he did. He was our propitiation. That's just one word, but there's a lot of words that we use that we're like, yeah, I just learned that in Sunday school, or I heard the preacher preach it, and I really don't know. I really don't know what fasting is, or I really don't know that book Malachi. I just don't know. And this prophetic stuff tends to be in a place that we hold in awe, that it's special, that it's not a place that we can reach, that some other people can reach, but we can't reach. And I want to rip that apart. Because prophetic is just this, communication with God. It's no weird stuff. It's no this. It's no that. It's no. It's just us communicating with God. We've been taught and we think that it's something special, that it's not normal, that not every I read in a book where I finally found that they translated people as the the congregation is called? I got all excited and got off someplace else. But it's for the clergy, and it's not for the normal people, okay? And there's never was a clergy and a normal people in a way that they have it in our Christendom. We're all called to be priests. We're all called to be set apart in the body of Christ. And so, but we've been taught that it's a special thing. It's for those who've reached something. And that is so wrong. Yeah, the parishioners. And so this is this prophetic thing, this hearing and communication with God is the most normal and essential thing that we do as part of the body of Christ, as Christians. We have to. We need to function. Day one, we're functioning. Before day one, we're functioning. And it's the most normal and essential thing to live out a Christian life, a victorious Christian life. As a matter of fact, it is so normal that we don't even realize that we're doing it. We have mindsets that have been passed down. And it's important for these mindsets sometimes to shift. And a mindset would be kind of like this. My car, I have $1 million in the bank, and my car breaks down, and I can't fix it. Well, if we have $1 million in the bank, we should be able to fix it. And with God, we've got all things. But we tend to be in poverty in the spiritual realm. And God's wanting us to go into fullness of everything that he has. But what we end up hearing and our mindset of what the prophetic is important, because we may not function in it because we don't think we can function in it. We don't think that what and so here we go. We feel disqualified. I love it when speakers come up and they say, yes, I spend 5 hours in prayer every day so that I can do this. Well, guess what? I'm already disqualified because I've got to work. I've got things that I'm doing that I can't there's mothers out there that they ain't got 5 minutes in a day. And so definitely they would be disqualified from anything in the kingdom of God, which is a lie. I've heard ministers say this. It took me 10 hours a day of pressing in for 3 months, and I finally got it. Guess what? I don't have 10 hours a day to be able to press in for the next 3 months. So I'm disqualified, but I'm not. But this is the mindset we get. Some of us think that to be prophetic, we have to be anointed by somebody, or we have to be ordained by somebody as a prophet to function in that. So if you haven't done it, you're disqualified. That's not true. This is the qualifications for communication with God. This is the qualifications for the prophetic. Find them in John 10. Verse 27, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and none other should they follow, or none other will they follow. And so what's the qualification to hear God's voice? to be a prophet, to be prophetic, just to be his sheep, just to have received the good news of Jesus Christ, like we prayed earlier in this radio broadcast, and we're going to pray later. If you haven't got, then you need to get it, because here we go. I did say that this is essential. My sheep, it's essential for us to hear God's voice to become overcoming Christians, to become viable in the world and bring a shift and a change and release the kingdom of God. There are some places that say we got kicked out of a church a couple of years ago now, and they gently kicked us out. We were visiting and we were spending some time with people. We knew people there, and they believed that there was only a threefold ministry, that there was only pastors, evangelists, and teachers, and there was the offices of prophets and apostles have been removed, and they aren't for today. That I've been in churches that speaking in tongues, they believe is of the devil. And so we've got these people who don't believe that the prophetic is real. And I went to a church, they had some great teaching, and so if they want to believe what they believe, but the guy was teaching some really good stuff, and they didn't believe in the prophetic. But terms like this were used. I was called to this church. Who the heck called you? You know, they just didn't receive the terms of God communicating with them because it was against their theology. Some of it's against our teaching. We're not going to receive it, but we're functioning in it, and we don't recognize it. You're going to find out that you are hearing from God more than you think, that you are functioning in the prophetic, and you don't even know it. Here we go. They have life verses. Where the heck do you get a life verse from? You know, well, this is my life verse. How did you know it's your life verse? God had to tell them. I used to pray prophesy over the people because they thought prophecy was from hell, but I would pray over them, pray blessings over them, and they would go, how did you know? See, I couldn't say, thus saith the Lord, because they wouldn't receive it. When we train people, we teach them how to communicate what God's saying so that, see, if people don't receive it, it ain't no good. So how do we communicate what God's saying so that the people will receive it? And so I would tell them, well, I just felt led to pray that way. Who's leading me to pray that way? Who's guiding me? It's prophetic, and they're receiving it because in their terminology, they can't use the prophetic, but they can use felt led to pray. And so it's time for us to shift our mindsets so that we can receive. When I was in the 90s, I was going to a church to church for training and stuff like that, that was part of Bill Hammond's group and prophetic stuff. And so I used to laugh because it seemed like it had everything prophetic. They would have seminars and things on prophetic prayer, prophetic teaching, prophetic outreach, prophetic evangelism, prophetic worship. I used to laugh because I would go, well, when you preach, don't you preach to the people what God told you? When you pray, don't you pray because God told you? When you worship, don't you sing the songs that God tells you and shows you? you know, it was funny to me because I didn't know people didn't think that that's what they were doing. And they had to have this so that it would bring a shift of mindset. We are already functioning in the prophetic at some level. We're communicating at God at some level. But when we train, we want to increase that level. Learn how to communicate that if it's for other people. Learn how to receive it in different ways. And learn how to step out and move the things of God. And so we're already functioning. I always thought it was funny because when I was young, my mom would pray about all kinds. I mean, she would pray and God would tell her stuff and things like that. And we were Lutheran, so there was no prophetic. There was no, you know, none of that stuff was, no supernatural stuff there. And at least at the church I grew up at. But my mom is an intercessor, and she doesn't even know what that means. But she's functioning in it, and many of us are functioning in the prophetic. We have we speak words of comfort to people, and it touches them. Where did we get those words of comfort? Do we think it came from us? No. It came from God. And we're releasing that, and we're stepping into it. And so we need to recognize, put a name on it, and step out in it. And what we're talking about today is not, well, Hebrews, I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 14:1, it says that eagerly desire the spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. Now, when we're talking about prophecy, see, we're not talking about the office of prophet. What people end up getting all confused is if I hear a couple of things and I'm point on, that makes me a prophet. No, but you're operating and functioning in that spiritual gift. And guess who has the spiritual gift? 1 Corinthians 12:10, like I said, it's packed in here. 1 Corinthians 12:10, we'll just go, and to another miraculous powers, and to another a gift of prophecy. And these are manifestations of the Spirit. What are these manifestations of the Spirit for? So that I can say I'm a prophet, so I can say I'm this, so I can say I'm an evangelist, so I can say I'm a healer. No. If these gifts are given for the common good, these gifts are given to edify, strengthen the body of Christ. It's not about us. We're just functioning in what God has called us to do. We're allowing Holy Spirit to move. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with you. It just has, because Holy Spirit's living in us, Holy Spirit's touching us, Holy Spirit's moving us. Holy Spirit has the gift. And all we have to be is willing to step out. All we have to do is say, Lord, use me. I'm available. And you'll find when you start, wake up in the morning and say, God, I'm available. Give me divine appointments. I want to speak the prophetic word. I want to see somebody healed. I want to see somebody saved. Speak it out and say, God, I'm available. You just say, I'm available for whatever you have. But this prophetic gift is not necessarily anything that we've acquired except for Holy Spirit within us. So it's nothing to do with, doesn't matter how much I pray, although it's important to pray. Doesn't matter how much I read the Bible, it's important to read the Bible. It doesn't matter. We just need to be willing. Which kind of blows my mind because I was taught that I have to fast and I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to be just right for God to use me. And God is looking around going, which one of my children is willing to step out? Which one of my children is willing to say, I'm going to be foolish when I do this? Which one of my children is going to step out and see me move? That can be you today. That can be you tomorrow. That can be you this week. you can be confirming inside of your heart right now and just lift up your hands right now and say, Holy Spirit, I receive an impartation of your presence, an impartation of the prophetic gift, an impartation, and I'm releasing the prophetic over you right now. Just say, Lord, I take it. Use me. Now, this prophetic gift and all the other gifts are operated by faith. So when we do training, here we go. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I've been sharing with you some scriptures. We need to know what the word of God says on the topic of prophetic, on the topics of if you're moving into a prophet role, which I tell you what, I would rather be prophetic than a prophet because there's an accountability when you're a prophet, and you can be prophetic and be spot on, but not be operating in a prophet. One of the meetings that we went to, it was like our fourth year there or something like that. And at the end, you know, sometimes, when you're doing 5, 6, 7 hour meetings, people don't want to go through the beginning. They just want to get to prayer. So I saw this group of young adults come in, and I thought, well, somebody's bringing their youth group, and, you know, the youth group didn't want to get any word or any worship, but they wanted to get a prophetic word and prayer over them and that kind of thing, which I think we need all of it. But I asked one of the guys, I said, who are those kids? He said, well, those are what you prophesied over me last year. I said, what? He said, we adopted them. I'm like, okay. He said, everything you said would go wrong did go wrong, and everything that you said that would fixed it. And so here they are. And so I'm like, wow. See, when you're a prophet, people actually move on what you say. And you better not be using your own opinions. You better not be saying, I think. And so you're in a greater realm of authority, but you're in a greater realm of accountability. I used to like when we did prophetic teams, I used to like when I wasn't the team leader, and I'd help other team leaders and stuff like that do their leader stuff, and I'd do that, but I didn't like to be the leader because I could play if I wasn't the leader. I could just flow and just go, and I didn't have to worry about anything. I wasn't accountable. I'd keep on going until they said stop, and so I didn't have to do that. So, but faith operated comes by hearing the word of God. The other way that we obtain faith is by observation. When we prophesy over something, speak a word over something, or God directs us over something, and we find out that it works, that gives us faith to step up. Now, you don't prophesy and tell somebody some awesome word to start out with. God starts us with the small things and builds us up, because some of those things, if you didn't know that it was God, you wouldn't say it at all. And so he needs to train us so that we know that it's the word of God, so we know that what's going on. And I wanted Kim to talk a little bit about that. She likes to call them inklings.
Inkling.
She has inklings. And anyway, so go ahead, baby.
Hi, everyone. Well, I just wanted to share just a few examples just from the last few days of just how God speaks and when we act on it, it's just so encouraging that it comes to pass and that we, you know.
And you want to do it again?
Yes, because you have confirmation that you are hearing the Lord and it was his voice. Because, you know, God doesn't usually yell when he speaks to us. It's usually a very small voice that you think it's, you know, is that really God? So I wanted to share something that the Lord did. Even as simple as what to cook for dinner. So on Wednesdays, I teach piano lessons after school. And so I usually don't like to cook on Wednesdays because it's just a long day. But the Lord gave me this idea as I was driving home of what I could cook and it wouldn't be exhausting.
God doesn't speak to you about cooking, does he?
Sure, he does. And it would even be good. Yay. And so, and so I was so excited. So, you know, the Lord loves to help us be creative, and I did exactly what he showed me to do, and it turned out yummy. And also, I'm a music teacher, and I'm getting ready to do some concerts next week. And he even gives me creative ideas for the dance moves and the motions for the children. And I just love that because the Holy Spirit just loves to speak to us. And if we need help with anything, he loves to be our helper. He loves to guide us. And he's really a good dancer. And so, last week, Bill at his work had a washer and dryer that needed to be given away. And so he asked me if I knew anybody. And I, at first I didn't. And so I prayed, and I was at school when he shared this with me. And so I prayed. I said, Lord, is there anyone here at my school that would need this? And so I immediately had a teacher's name come to mind, and I went right to her room. And I went to her and I said, do you need a washer or dryer? And she says, no, I don't. And I thought, oh, I missed it. And as soon as she said, no, I don't, but she says, I know someone who does. She said, let me get back with you. And so within 24 hours, she had found the person that she had thought of needed it, and we were able to get that to them. And it was a blessing to them. And so I just love it that the Holy Spirit gives us inklings. We hear his voice. He speaks to us, and we trust in that. And there's one more or two more. The other day I saw somebody's post on Facebook, and I just felt led to write to them and say, you know, have you ever considered writing a woman's devotional? Because I think you would be great at it. And they wrote me back, and they said, yes. They said, God has been speaking to me about that, and that's a confirmation. And so I was so excited because it just came up inside my spirit to write that to that person, and I had never thought that before.
So if God hadn't been showing you these other things, would you maybe not have done that?
Right. I might have thought, oh, that's just my thought. But it's the Holy Spirit, and I just love the Holy Spirit. And you know what else? The Holy Spirit is the best shopper. Bill has nicknamed me the buyer, but that's because the Holy Spirit is the best shopper, and he loves to go shopping with us. He gives great gift ideas, and so I love to take the Holy Spirit with me when I shop, and we have a lot of fun together. God bless you all. I just wanted to share those things with you.
We were getting ready to meet with a couple. And Kim looked and she saw this little bitty plant, poinsettia, and it was just a little dinky poinsettia, and it wasn't, but it was under $2. And so Kim said, I just feel led I need to bring this, and I said, okay. And so we got it. We brought it. The lady just freaked out. It just touched her heart. And then she said, I need this for tomorrow for teaching a lesson at school. And so, you know, God uses all these kind of things. I used to, now she's the shopper. I used to enjoy shopping and do Christmas presents because my family's actually in St. Louis. And so I don't see them very often. And I would buy presents for them. And they would be like, how did you know? and I didn't know, but I was listening to Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was guiding us and guiding me, and it was just so cool. And we're just saying all that because as he moves out, like he started training me when I would go to a job, and it was like a half an hour away, and God would say, bring this tool. I get this impression. Bring this tool. And I'm like, I'm not even doing that kind of work. And I get to the job, and that's the first thing I needed. And it happened time and time and time again, and I started learning how God was communicating with me. He started with the small things, and as I was faithful with the little things, he gave me bigger and bigger things. And so let's be faithful with those little things. Step out, and, you know, we don't have to go, thus saith the Lord, until we start knowing that it's really him who's saying it. And so we operate by faith out of the Word of God, and we operate by faith because we have seen it function and work. You might go, well, that's really not true, Bill. I'll tell you what, because y'all went through the prophetic, everything prophetic, the healing stuff, healing boot camp. And I love it when we teach healing because most people get 100% of what they prayed for healing happen. You might say, what do you mean? Well, they don't pray for anybody for healing. They don't have, and I saw a guy just yesterday, and he was appeared to be special needs, and he said how good God is, and he was in an accident and got damaged in the accident. Well, see, I've seen God move in damaged accidents, so I didn't go, oh, okay. I said, well, let's pray. I'd like to be at 100% of praying for healing, but I know who my God is, and I step out. The same thing with the prophetic. I have seen the prophetic. I've seen men and women fall over weeping because we've spoke something over them. God touched their heart and shifted them. And we God moves, and the more we see that move, the more we have faith to step out and say, when he brings us to another level of releasing, then we have faith because we've seen it operate, and not just operate, but operate effectively. So this, when we do training and stuff in the prophetic, some people have, my next door neighbor was talking to me about it. He's like, how can you train in the prophetic? Because he thinks I can train people so that they can hear from God. It's like we can train them into a gift. And I'm like, no, they have the gift. What we want to do is hone the gift and see them function in that gift and be able to flow competently in that gift. When you do prophetic, sometimes people go, why? What? You can't train somebody in that. Well, if you're a preacher, you go to preaching school. If you're a worship leader, you go to worship leader school, or you get trained up because you have the gift, but you don't know how to function in it well. And so that takes time. That takes training. That takes, and so you have the gift, whether it's by the Holy Spirit when you were born again, or it may be a resident gift in you, which means that when you were born, you had that gift. You might go, what are you talking about, Bill? You know, there's people out there doing music and things like that. They're doing it for the devil, but they were born with that anointed gift. There's salesmen who are out there who are called to be evangelists, and they're functioning on their evangelistic gift to make money. There's some in the church doing that too. Did he say that? Yes, he did. Okay, so we have resident gifts that we're born with, or we may receive it by the laying on of hands. Or we may receive it by hanging out, coming to prophetic meetings, coming to things that we start rubbing up against. If anointed means you rub down and you're like all oiled up with this, whatever it is, this anointing. And when you rub up against somebody who's been anointed with perfume, then you're going to start smelling like them. And so we need to hear, recognize, and release. And as we step into this, it's not about being great or anything like that. It's about just an increase, doing better on recognizing God. And if it's called to release, then how we release it in a better fashion. I know I'm getting late. Kim gave me 4 minutes, so I'm gonna run over a couple of things real quick here because Tim talked about it for a second, but we expect God to shout. We expect this resounding, "Bill, I'm trying to talk to you." That's not how God normally works. We find in 1 Kings 19:11, Elijah just had this awesome thing, and he's running away. God meets him on a mountain, and he says, "Come on out." And so prophet comes out on the mountain, and there's a powerful wind. It tears the mountains. It shatters the rocks. And it says the Lord was not in the wind. There was a mighty earthquake, just violent. Oh, my goodness. The Lord was not in the earthquake. There was a great, awesome fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And then the Lord came in a gentle whisper. My question to you is, what is your gentle whisper? I had a whole bunch of stuff that we could do. I just want to do, it could be prayer. It could be in the Word. And I'll tell you what, when God speaks to me in the Word, I got mad sometimes until I finally went, "Oh, that's you interrupting me in my Word." I'm trying to get, "God, leave me alone. I'm trying to read the Word," and he's downloading things that I need to know. And I'm like, "Yeah, well, shut up. I'm trying to," you know, until I finally realized, like Samuel would run to Eli, and Eli would go back to sleep. And finally Eli went, "Oh, that's God talking to you." Priests couldn't even receive that. And so, what is, and maybe we might, our gentle whisper is in a song. But just start stepping out and exercising those inklings, those things that you get. It necessarily isn't a shout in our ears. And how do we come to a place where we start to communicate with God? It's just spending time with him. However you spend time with him, he will meet with you. And so we want that to happen. We want that to happen. And there's all kinds of gyrations that everybody says, "This is how I did it." I don't give a rip how you did it. How you did it will become my religion. Okay. How I do it is my relationship. And so, there we go. After 1 hour, I get an amen from my wife. I'm doing good now. Write that down. Anyway, so you have me excited now, I'm lost. But anyway, we're at 10 o'clock, and I didn't know if Apostle, if we could possibly do a little activation with the people here.
Absolutely.
If you are okay. So I was really pressing in and this is a new way to do this. And so y'all know basically not a whole lot about us. And so what I would like to do is we release the mantle of the prophetic that you have on us, on everybody else, that they would be able to function in levels that they've not functioned before. Lord, that they would be able to hear in ways that they haven't heard before. They would be able to see in ways they haven't seen before. Lord, stretch them and strengthen them in Jesus' name. And what I'd like to do is who's ever on, if we could go through the people and just get them to say, because God, we're just going to start with a little thing, and then we're going to go back and revisit that if we can. But I'd like to see, and we're going to believe that God is either going to give you a word, concept, or a picture for either me or my wife or both of us. And I'd like to, and not, I know some of y'all out there could go for half an hour with the prophetic thing, but I'd like to just kind of go over first, get a few words or pictures. We're going to write that down, and then we're going to revisit those and see about expanding on those if we could. Does that sound good to you, Apostle?
Okay. Say it again. say okay. What you want to do. I mean, I was trying to follow you. I think I'm following you, but
I'm losing you quick. Okay, what I'd like to do is have God is going to be giving people either a word or a picture for me or Kim, and if they could get on and say who they are and the word or the picture, and that's just it. Yeah, one word or two words, but just, you know, here we go. Like, these are things nobody can use. Mighty warrior. A rainbow. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, God will give you a picture or a word. And everybody, that, you know, but I don't know how we can do that. Can we do that?
Yes. Yes, we can do that. In fact, I got a vision. As you were talking, I saw a vision that was very interesting. So I think I can say that in two words.
Okay. Well, we're going to revisit it.
Okay. Well, people can press, you can press your number one key. If the Lord has given you a word or a vision, the one I had, you guys weren't in it, but you said it, and that's what I got, so I'm going to give it to you. So if you have something from the Lord, a word, a couple of words, and press your number one key, if you don't want to say it out loud, you can text it to me. And we're going to do that right now.
Yeah, a word for specifically for either Kim or I or both of us. Because most of y'all don't know us that well. And so it's sometimes easier to get a word for somebody that we don't know. And if we do it and it's right on, We don't know that we knew anything. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to start. No one has pressed their number one key yet. It'll start with me. But, anyone else, I'll rephrase it and help me with this, Reverend Bill, Reverend Kim. If you get a vision or a word for Reverend Kim or Reverend Bill or for both of them, then press your number one key. I see you, Pastor Catherine. We're going to open up your line, you and Pastor Mom first. But I'm going to start in, well, I want to say
can I interrupt you real quick? Or
yes.
If you just get a picture like a field or
okay.
I just see a river. So it doesn't have to be a really big vision. It could just be small. It could be big, but anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. If I just say it in a few words, I would say dressing room.
Okay.
Now, I got more of an explanation to that.
Okay, we'll come back to that. We're going to get a bunch of them, and then we're going to revisit them.
Okay. Okay. Then
all right.
We'll open a line for Pastor Catherine. If anyone else, if you have a word, this is just a simple, I'll say, activation exercise here. I don't like to use the word exercise, but we're hearing from the Lord. Just one word, two words, and so press your number one key if you're getting anything.
Well,
Pastor Catherine,
this is a safe place. So you have the right to be wrong. You can, you know, but if you're getting something, what we're wanting to do is stretch. And be able to hear that still small voice and be confirmed that that's what it is. So go ahead. I'm sorry, Pastor Catherine.
Is your mute on your phone, Pastor Catherine?
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes. The word I heard was travel.
Okay.
Travel? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. We'll come back to you. All right. Anyone else? Right now, we just want to get a simple word or two. So press your number one key. Okay. Reverend Treva says she sees, well, blowing wind. I'm going to make it two words.
Okay.
Blowing wind. And that she sees for both of you.
Okay.
Okay, there's more on there, but okay. Anyone else? Very quickly, not trying to make you have anything, but, you know, if God has dropped something in your spirit, share it. Okay. I don't see. And take it that the number one key is working properly. If you have my text, I think everybody has my text. Go ahead and text me. Okay, Minister Rachel, we got a word or two. What you got?
Peace or peaceful plane. It's the P-L-A-I-N. Yes. Peace and plane.
P-L-A-I-N.
Yeah, peace, like the Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Or a peaceful plane, something like that. Peace and plain, P-L-A-I-N.
Okay.
Okay. Peace, plain. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else? We'll give you a few more moments. Well, we got four.
All right. That's awesome. So, Apostle, was it a word or a picture that you had?
It was a picture.
Okay. And so when we get pictures, And I'm going to walk you through it. You've got what you – I know you've got what you – but I just want to walk you. So you're seeing a dressing room, and what is the major thing in the dressing room that are you drawn to anything specific?
Well, I would think that this – if it's for one of you guys, I think it's for Reverend Kim. For a moment, it was – not just a picture, it was like I was there, and I was in this dressing room, and it was a dressing room for formal outfits, formal clothing, and I've been in that dressing room before here in St. Louis. We used formal clothing at a really good price, and I was standing in that dressing room and trying on these beautiful gowns.
Okay, and you were trying them on?
Yeah, and that was it.
Okay, so, and sometimes when we get a picture, there might be other things that we'll see, and we can delve into. But what did? Because this is what were you thinking God was saying?
Well, before you said anything, when I saw that, my thought was, wow, I haven't been there in a long time. And am I going to go someplace where I need to dress up and put on a formal gown?
Okay. And
it's like, should I go there?
Okay. And I'm going to throw something else out because, and what you're saying is correct. But what I'm also hearing with that picture, because God will tell me stuff too, is that God is using you to take those things that have been used up and thrown away, and he's causing you to make them renew and make them whole again. And God is dressing you up and fitting you as a queen. And when God is fitting you as a queen, these things that you're transforming and changing is garments that are being, ooh, this is good, is garments that are being put on you, that God is putting on you, that those that have been redeemed, those that have been set free, those are garments that you will be wearing. And these garments are making you more and more of the queen that God's called you to be. And the garments are not only them being restored, but also you showing off their restoration, if that makes any sense. So God's going to be raising you up as you raise them up.
Praise God. Woo! Amen.
Too bad I don't wear a dress.
That's okay. Your wife does.
Yeah. All right. So, Catherine, was travel a word or that was just the word, correct?
Wait. Hold on. I need to open up her line. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Okay, Pastor Catherine, got you.
Yes, that was just a word.
And that was for me or Kim or?
For both of you.
Okay. And so with that travel, can you expand on that? We're gonna ask God to stretch you. We don't want you to make stuff up, but God will sometimes show us stuff. Has he showed you anything more than just the travel?
Well, he just showed me that you all have a desire to travel someplace you've never been before. and you're trying to get there now. You're trying to make plans to get there now.
When God gives me a word like that, I always ask him, and sometimes he doesn't say anything. And so I would ask him, is that travel for them, for somebody else? You said it's for us. Is it something that's going to be sooner, later? Is it going to be a repetitive thing? Is it going to be a one-time deal? And then I even stretch and say, God, because he'll give us stuff sometimes. I'll say if it's like a one-time deal, and a lot of times God will say travel, or he'll say passport for me. And remember, God will speak to us in a language that we understand, or the person that we're giving it to understands. So I'll get repetitive things that I already know. When he says that word or that phrase, I already know what he's saying because he said it before, and we've got that terminology down. But like, is the passport necessary, or where is it? Overseas? Is it local? You know, I press in and ask God these things when I get the word, and then if he doesn't give me anything, then I don't have anything else. You may have heard me say, that all I'm getting is this one thing. And then other times it's expanded. So I'm just throwing all that out and not putting any pressure on, but putting a little pressure on. So anything more with that travel, and what you've got is fine. I like it.
You asked me, do I have anything else?
Yeah. Was there anything, as I was talking with God, speaking to you, anything that I normally question and ask him? Did he add anything, or if it's what it is, then it's what it is?
Well, I don't know. Look like I could see. It could be out of the country. I don't know. I can't see that far.
Okay. No, that's fine. And you're doing awesome.
Yes.
And what we're wanting to do is just expand us. And while I'm talking to you, other people are hearing how I address God when he gives me stuff. So we're trying to help train. So that was awesome, Pastor Catherine. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Okay, you're welcome.
And then Reverend Treva. I can't read my own writing.
So Reverend Treva, I don't know if she can talk, but I have the rest of her text that she sent. I just said part of the text.
Okay, go
Reverend
ahead.
Treva, if you can speak, go ahead and press your number one key. Otherwise, I'll just say what you have placed on here. Okay. And so she said, I see a picture of God blowing wind for the Osborne. They cause shifts in the atmosphere when they prophesy. And that's all. That's all she said.
That's awesome. And see, she got the blowing wind, which was from God, and then with that picture, that picture meant the shifts in the atmosphere. So that's cool. I like that. I like that. And then Minister Rachel.
Okay. Minister Rachel, going to open up your line. And so you can give us more on the peace plane. Minister Rachel.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
If that's all you got, that's fine.
Yeah, that was pretty much.
Now, was that word or the picture?
The word peace and plane.
And that's a plane like a land plane, a flat plane?
Yeah, like in a plane. It's like a song. Wait a minute. It was a plane. P-L-A-N.
Right.
P-L-A-I-N?
Okay.
No, P-L-A-I-N. Yes. P.
Okay.
As in peace, L as in Lord, A as in Almighty, I as in intelligent, N as in new, and peace.
Okay.
And that's awesome. I like that. And actually, what I'm getting with the peace in the plane, is that there's a stillness, and a time of restoration, a time of no battling as far as going up and down hills and around, that everything is. It's in a season of ease. It's in a season of blessing, and it's a season of non-conflict. And so I just ask God, because every time when I read that, I like that. That's good too.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's just the words we get. Sometimes we get more. And it's okay just to say peace and plain. That's all I get. Because God can speak to me about what that means too. And so we don't have to – I heard one prophet say this. He said, I'm going to stop now because I've already said more than I heard. And so we want to speak God's words and not our words. And but God is going to be opening up some stuff. If we start listening and if we start stepping out with what we hear, it might be somebody at the grocery store. It might be, you know, I love it. My favorite thing when I'm giving people words is when heathens who don't have a framework to understand what's going on, they go, psychic,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that, right? Because they don't know what a prophet is, and they only know what they know, or when they start, you give them a word and they just start, well, blankety blank blank blank, you know, and then their friends are like, give me one too, you know. And so God wants to touch everyone. And as we step out, you know, it's amazing with what one of the first activations that I was involved in, they said, give somebody a word. And I'd been prophesying a long time. And all I got was God loves you or Jesus loves you. I was like, okay, God, what else? That's kind of stupid. You know, she's here, and she knows that, and I didn't give it. But on the inside, I just had to give it. So I leaned over while they were doing something, and I said, I did get something from God, and what I got was that Jesus loves you. And she broke down weeping. And I was like, well, I don't know what that meant to her. But I, all of a sudden, I learned what's little for me is sometimes big for other people. So,
Amen.
Tag.
Tag.
Tag,
Yeah, you're it.
Thank you, Minister Rachel.
I was also here in Palms.
You also heard what?
I was just hearing some songs. I don't know if it was for me or for someone. Because when he was giving that word, I was like hearing rocks, hills, and plains. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. And then there was another song that came up while y'all was speaking.
Oh, that's me.
Aww.
We're writing that down.
Yes. What was the other song? Oh, okay.
My son drinking my tea. And I wound up forgetting the other one. But if it comes back to my remembrance, I'll probably text it to my godmom.
And one of the neat things about, because we said under that anointing of the prophetic, when we're connecting with that, all of a sudden, God, it opens up realms. Like as we're just talking about that, God's given you some downloads. And that is so cool.
Yeah, because while you were just speaking just now, I just heard he's an on-time God. And that's a song that Dottie Peoples sung. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I tell you, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. That's one of my favorites. And one of some CC Winans songs.
Well, and that is a song for you right now, because there's some stuff that's been hanging out, and it's just kind of been hanging, and it's not been finished, and God's it's like, well, come on, and God has a due season, and He's on time. And so even as things look like, well, see, people go, well, it's even God will come at 11:59. Well, for Lazarus, he came 4 days later. But
Amen.
He's not on our time. He's on his time schedule, and that I just hear God saying he's moving. And so he's an on-time God. So whatever's being held up, whatever seems to be held up, I hear God saying it's him holding it up.
Hey.
But he's an on-time God. It's going to be set. It's some wrong stuff happening, and God's saying he's going to be setting it right.
Amen.
I don't know if that
Amen.
Makes any sense or not.
Amen. I sent it to my godmom, amen and amen.
Amen. Yes. It makes sense to me. Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, that was
Yay.
Fun.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So, okay, you guys rest for a few moments. I'm going to say what's going to happen on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And let me say something first before I talk about that. This has been really good. You know, the things that the Lord had you to talk about today, that how the prophetic is reachable, that it's normal, not only normal, but essential for Christians, and what what seems to disqualify us, because probably a lot of people feel disqualified to even speak the word of God. You know, they're telling them. And, you know, that salvation qualifies us. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And also that you said how we're hearing more than we think we're hearing, you know, and we just need to learn how to receive and move more in the prophetic. Hallelujah. And that was interesting, the office of the prophet. It's a greater realm of authority and a greater realm of responsibility. And my first calling was as a prophet. And the Lord was telling me, he was like, okay, don't be so curious that you're asking a bunch of questions to people. Because
that's
when you
right.
start asking those kind of questions, and you have a responsibility once you hear them. So, you know, just wait for me to tell you what to ask or what to do, because, you know, otherwise you're responsible for that, you know, what you're going to talk about. So leave a curiosity thing alone. And you know, that first calling, it was kind of, it was interesting. Actually, what he said to me was, now let me let you know, I didn't know what a prophet was. This was about 30 years ago. And so he said, will you say what I tell you to say, even though you don't understand it? I said, yes. And he was like, well, will you say what I tell you to say, even though you may look weird to people? And I said, yes. And he asked a couple other questions, and I said, yes. And then he said, then you are a prophet. And, you know, I was touched inwardly, but really didn't understand. I just started crying, you know, the anointing. And then after that, I was like, so what is a prophet? So, you know, then over the years I found out. And one of the first times he gave me a word to give to someone, he had put me together with this little red-headed Russian. And she was probably maybe about 5'1", tops, and I'm 5'8". We look like Mutt and Jeff hanging out together. And so he had given me a word for her, something that she was to do. And she looked at me and she said, I'm not doing that. And I went to the bathroom and cried. And the Lord was saying, you know, if I tell you to give somebody a word, you give the word. It's not your responsibility to make them do it. And so I was like, well, this is hard. But, you know, over the years, I've learned a thing or two. And then lastly, what I wanted to say was that Reverend Cammie talked about the inkling and the small, still small voice, that gentle whisper from the Lord. And the way that I look at that is like this. This is a personal relationship, and you spoke to that as well. This is a personal relationship with the Lord, like a husband and a wife. And there are things that you two, Reverend Bill, Reverend Kim, that you have a communication that both of you understand. Other people can come around, and they don't have a clue, but like, you know, Reverend Bill, like your left eyebrow could raise ever so slightly, and Reverend Kim knows exactly what, you know, or Reverend Kim can look over to the side just for a second, everybody else would miss it. But you would know what that meant, you know, Reverend Bill. And so those are the kind of things that God does. That's his gentle whisper and how he speaks to us out of relationship. And then we have this, you know, once we've done that with him before, and time, then we began to hear from him as he communicates. And then I found that he communicates in so many different ways. Like, if he's given me a word, and sometimes the word comes as a vision, sometimes it comes as a thought, sometimes I can feel it, sometimes I can smell it, sometimes I can time that he's giving all, you know, he's communicating in all of these different ways, you know, at the same time. And you just learn how to flow with him and what he's doing. And it's just been proven out time and time and time again. Now, anybody else and other people have said to me, no, God don't work like that. He don't work like that with you. But, you know, if I'm perceiving something in the spirit, like, I know it. It's like the difference between knowing the smell of coffee and the smell of tea. I mean, it's a slight difference, but it's unmistakable when you really know the difference between coffee and tea. If somebody could put it right up to your nose, oh, yeah, that's a cup of coffee right there. Or that's some kind of herbal tea. That's not coffee, you know. And so
that's right.
It's just that. That slight, but once we get to know him more, and do those inklings. Oh, I just got a little inkling here to bring a certain tool with me, and then when you bring it, you're like, oh yeah, that was God. Hallelujah. So anyway, it's personal, and he is up close and personal with us. Amen. But I just say that. Hallelujah. So I have been blessed by the, and I know that there was an impartation tonight, because whenever someone talks about what God is doing, there's an impartation that happens with us. And we may not realize it right this moment, but it happened. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You want to make any comments? I'm gonna start closing. Hey,
well, I'm
40
I'm just...
minutes. I'm gonna start my closing. I love that.
Okay. Well, I'm just excited because I had a list of things that. Because of different ways that God speaks to us and things like that. And, you know, each of us hear a little different. And so, like, when we're doing training, it's honing how each person hears, how each person receives. And it's not a cookie cutter thing. I had one girl, she was in a new converts class that I was running, and she was talking about she was getting words, but it was on a ticker tape. She could read this ticker tape, and I was like, that's weird. and so I go to God, and I go, what do you want me to do about it? And you know what do you say about it? He says it's good, and I said okay. So I encouraged her in doing it, and it wasn't till like 10 or 15 years later that I had heard of somebody else who had a ticker tape. And I know of several people who actually, that's about as good as God moving your mouth. You know, all you got to do is read the ticker tape, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like getting a picture of vision and going, okay, God, what the heck is that? And what, you know, what is that for? I don't know. And you know, and so each of us do it differently. And when mm-hmm. when we start stepping out and actually seeing, like, I think I told you this, but Kim's actually prayed for me a couple of times when things were gonna happen, and she was concerned about it. And this past week, she was concerned. I'm learning how to fly a plane, and so I'm flying, and a plane was under 50 feet from me going the other direction. We couldn't see it because we were taking off. They were landing, and so we almost got taken out of the – they didn't see us. And, you know, my angels were up there, but Kim had an inkling that she needed to pray for me real hard. And so, you know, we think that this prophetic stuff and this stuff that God's given us, these gifts are only for inside the church, and they are for use inside the church, but they're also for use in our personal life. And the more we embrace God, the more we start seeing these things function. And when we stop thinking that it's for everybody else and you've got to have all these qualifications, and the only qualification is that we're saved, we're in the kingdom, and there's kingdom provisions for us all here on earth, not in heaven. Well, it is in heaven, but here on earth. If we embrace those things, it's amazing what God will do. And we'll go, what up, God?
Amen. Amen. Now, let me, you know, I'm kind of moving a little fast here, but I want to give people an opportunity if they had any prayer requests, any prophecy requests, make any comment, you know, go ahead and press your number one key. We do want to open up the line. We're going to start with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, because we want you to pray for Pastor Mom always. Amen. So hopefully this is a good time, Pastor Catherine. Anyone else? And we won't prolong anything. Press your number one key. We're going to, you know, get to you. You don't press your number one key. We'll be here next week as well, and I'll explain what's going to happen next week. But so if you want to press your number one key, you got a prophecy request, and they're very good. So jump on it. Amen. By the Spirit of the Lord, they're very good. Amen. So opening up the line for Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom. And like I said, if you want a prayer, press your number one key now. Okay. Oh, Pastor Price, I opened up your line, but I didn't mean to. Pastor Mom?
Yes, I'm with her.
Okay. Is she asleep?
Well, she looks kind of awake. She has a phone in her hand.
Hi, Pastor Mom.
Ah.
Oh, hi, Pastor Mom.
Well, we're going to pray.
Yeah. She's sleeping.
We're going to pray for you. First of all, we're going to pray spirit to spirit, Lord, that you would energize a fresh new fire within her spirit. Lord, that the heavens would open up for her. Lord, that she would see things in the spiritual realm like she's never seen before. Lord, that you would put a I don't know how you're going to do it, but a dance in her step. Lord, we just thank you for that. A little shanda going on. And Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for the fresh fire that you're releasing on Pastor Mom. We thank you for your goodness and mercies. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, that you are opening up the spirit realm to her in a way that's never been opened to her before. We thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Touch her body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. We ask that your glory would energize her and restore her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you want to, or Pastor Catherine?
Yes. Yeah. Pastor Catherine?
No, what's up with that? I thought she was going to not have us make comments. I just put my little notes down. So praise God. Yes, I enjoyed you all. So good to have you all back again. I enjoyed you all, but I just wanted to bring up a couple of things that you all mentioned tonight. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say thank you, Apostle, for having them, because, you know, every time someone comes on many times, it kind of helps us, remind us of some things that, that we've been doing with the Lord that can draw us even closer to the Lord. Because this is a prayer that I used to always pray. I know Reverend Bill mentioned that when we wake up in the morning, Lord, I'm available to you. That was so good. Lord,
amen.
I'm available to you. Yes. I appreciate that. Because this 1 Corinthians 14 and 1 is a prayer that I used to pray every morning, but somehow I got away from that. And I just want to say, tell you thank you so much for bringing that back to us. And when Reverend Kim mentioned about God, he's a guide. And then she said, he's a great dancer. I said, that is so good. He's a great dancer. Yes, and I could just look at the Lord, how even the last time I was out, and I wanted to go to Walmart, and he said, I want to go to Walmart near my home. And he said, no, I don't want you to go to that Walmart. I want you to go to this other Walmart. I said, okay. He said, because, you know, I'm thinking that Walmart might have had what I really wanted. But when I got out of the car, there was a lady putting her basket in, you know, up in one of those, just putting her basket away in one of those stands that you put your basket back. And the Lord asked her, what did she want prayer? And she just cried because she said, yes, I do. And I said, Lord, I just want to tell you thank you so much for just sending me here. And on that day, she got saved, and I prayed for her family. But I just want to say, when Reverend Bill said that, and Reverend Kim, I'm going to just dance with the Lord. And every morning, praise God. Because, you know, yeah. I always ask, Lord, give me somebody that can be saved today. But God wants us to do more than that. He wants to go beyond. He wants to prophesy to people. He wants to lay hands on people so they can be healed. So I just want to say thank you all so much. I've enjoyed you all tonight, and God bless you.
No. Pastor Catherine,
I have a prayer request. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a prayer request. I have had some problems with the back of my knee and going down my calf. And
all right.
You know, I love to get up every morning and walk. And this week I could barely kind of finish my walking this week.
And did anything happen for that to do that, or is it just doing it?
Well, I don't know. I've kind of been having just a little problem with it for the last couple of months, but it just looked like this
okay.
week was kind of rough for me.
All right. Well, one question. I'm going to pray for that real quick, but I got a question for you. Did we ever talk to you about doing a business?
He said, did you talk to me about that?
Yeah, did we ever, because I'm just hearing God saying that you're going to be in business.
Well, praise God.
If we already said that.
I just said praise God. I just been asking God. My sister and I were looking at something. It was something about a lady that started a business with a business about joy, and she was selling things about joy. And my sister, Apostle, said, "That's a great idea God has given her there." And I said, "Lord, that's what I want. Give me something, Lord God, that a business. When I go to sleep, let me wake up with, give me something in the midnight hour that I can, a business that I can have, a witty idea that I can have." I just spoke that today.
Well, all I'm hearing is that God's calling you into doing that. So just the confirmation on what you're doing, and to go ahead and when God confirms it in your heart, step out and just do it. And
well, praise God.
We ask, Lord, that you would give her the wisdom on what to step into. We thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for giving her EBGBs when she's not supposed to step into it, and just a confirmation when she is. We thank you for that. And Lord, we speak over this knee and this calf, and we speak over her blood vessels, Lord, that there would not be any restrictions in the blood flow, would not be any issues with that. And we command this pain to disappear, that mobility would come back in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, and we speak life over that leg, that she would be able to move it and be able to dance with you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Close your line. Reverend Treva, I see you did press your number one key, huh? Okay. So, Reverend Treva, we're going to open up the line for you. Welcome, Reverend Treva.
Good evening, and God bless, and Minister Bill, Pastor Bill, and Pastor Kim, Apostle Kizzy. I wanted prayer, and I took a prophecy, too. And I just, there's nothing specific. You can just pray for me.
All right. Well, Father, we thank you for Reverend Treva. We ask that you would turn things around. Stop the spinning. Stop the whirlwinds. Stop the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for that, that there would be still and peace in her. We thank you for that. We thank you for just a fresh new revelation of who you are, that God of peace,
yeah.
Lord, that you would be the God of peace that surrounds her to the left and to the right. We break off concerns and any fretful concerns. Lord, we thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you are Reverend Treva's dread champion, that you fight her battles for her.
Yeah.
And Lord, we thank you that you say that you will be a ring of fire around us, a wall of fire around us, and the glory within us. And Lord, we thank you for reaching that fresh fire around her, that when the enemy comes in, it would not be able to pass. That the same hedge that was around Job would be around her. And the enemy would whine and complain and say, God, you put a hedge around her. I can't get to her anymore. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for freshness and goodness. And, Lord, we just speak increase in her finances. Lord, that money money would come. We thank you for just releasing an increase, that supernatural finances would come into her hands. We thank you, Lord, for that. And that, Lord, and I'm just asking this for you right now, that you would have finances, that you would be bringing in great provisions to the kingdom of God. We thank you. That means you're getting great provisions too. And we thank you, Lord, for Jesus' name.
Amen. I have something, a real quick thing. Psalm 27, to behold the beauty of the Lord. And I just pray that as you read Psalm 27, you will behold the beauty of the Lord. And I just feel like the Lord saying to you to read that and to meditate on it and just enjoy his beauty as you do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pray that word. Amen. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Amen. Love you.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva.
You're welcome.
Always good to hear from you.
Always good to.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, Pastor Don, unless we're about to go into overtime, which is just fine. But Pastor Don, we're going to open a line for you. If anybody else wants to do anything, you need to press your number one key quickly. After Pastor Don, we're going to go get ready to close. Get ready to close everything. So don't hesitate. If you want to say something or you want to hear a word, go ahead and press your number one key. Amen. Pastor Don.
Welcome,
Pastor Don.
Welcome. I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm in between my class, so I had to kind of turn it down on my other device. But, you know, I text you, but I said let me sneak it in before they call on me. I'm just asking for prayer for my marriage, number one. Number two, my career. And number three, just continued prayer for that God's will be done with me finishing school in May. But, you know, marriage, career, and school.
Okay. Amen.
Well, Lord, we lift up Pastor John.
Don.
Don. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Sorry about that. See, I don't even know my own name. That's why they give me name tags. So Lord, we just thank you for Pastor John.
Don.
Okay. I wrote down Don, and then I wrote John. And
it's a new name.
It's a new name.
That's all right. It's a new name.
But Don, God is good. God is good. And I see, I'll never forget your name anymore. I'm telling you what, man. But we come against the wedges that the enemy putting in Pastor Don's marriage. We break those things off right now. We ask that you would bring unity between him and his wife. Lord, that the things, that anything that is, that you would make him the best husband in, well, second best husband in the world, because I'm the best, and his wife be the second best wife, because Kim's is the best, and Lord, that you would hit the reset button. We thank you, Lord, for that, that you would draw fresh new, that their love and romance would come back, and that, like in the days when they were first married, we thank you for that.
And I hear the word Leviathan, and I just say, the Lord rebuke Leviathan spirit in Jesus' name for trying to make you think a different thing than what is being said. We just call it, I say it's been caught in Jesus' name, and the Lord rebuke it right now.
Yes, no more twisting of words or thoughts. We thank you, Lord, for that. We ask right now that you would lift up Pastor Don, that he would have the wisdom, and that the tests would be easy, that he would pass with flying colors. Lord, that when he studies for 5 minutes, it would be like he studied for 55 minutes. We ask for an increase in, I want to pray something weird, okay? This works for me. And so we ask right now that you would, while he's studying and that kind of thing, that you would slow time down.
Yeah. Heard that too.
That he would get done a whole bunch of stuff in a very little time, and it wouldn't seem like it was long at all.
And I also pray for a season of great grace for you, that you'll walk into this season. And Lord, he's asking about his career, and I hear you saying, Lord, that we make our plans, but God orders our steps. So, Lord, I pray that you would shut any door that he's not to walk through and open wide the door that he is to walk through. Give him confirmation after confirmation that he's doing the right thing. And we thank you for a great door for him to open. In Jesus' name.
And I might be praying something unexpected, but I'm going to pray this, that Pastor Don would be Pastor Don, and he wouldn't have to have any other job. We thank you, Lord, for that. We ask that you would bring in people, that you would bring in his own place. Lord, that his wife stand by him, that she would be encouraged with this. Lord, that because this is something I'm hearing about your wife. She's a prayer, and she knows things that she shouldn't ought to know. In other words, she operates in the prophetic realm, and she's going to be a guidance to be able to say, hey, there's something off there, and hey, there's something right there, and she'll be some confirmation for you, but we ask that there would be peace between you and your wife, and that you don't have to have a job change, that your job change is pastor. Is that all right?
Amen.
Yeah, man. You can have a little side something, but I just see... I just see God stepping you up and just bringing increase, and that'll be all the time you have. I mean, that'll be more than enough. And so anyway, we just thank you for that, but we call in the place and the peoples. in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Don. Amen.
God bless
Have
you
a blessed
all. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So I don't see anyone else with their number one key press. So I'm going to put you guys on hold for a moment, or put yourself on hold for a moment. And we're going to talk about the Get 'Em Radio family and broadcast, what's going on with us. And then we'll come back with you all for closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, Get 'Em Radio, family of broadcasts. At the beginning, we were saying we would, those people who got born again and anyone can come and learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio, family of broadcasts. And the way you connect with us is over the phone. Our phone number is area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. And the Lord has put together these broadcasts over the years. And they are just... He put it together so well so that, yes, we could learn and grow together. So this is how you meet with us. On Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church by calling this number. And every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is going to be wide awake and speaking on this Sunday. So join us if you have an opportunity. Now, on Mondays, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and that's our Bible teaching time. Dr. Lorraine Navarro, she's out of Ohio, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. That's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So every Tuesday, we pray in tongues. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time, and then we go into interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. And that's where the prophecy is, when we go into interpretation of tongues. And we get to hear from God in that way. And it has just been no less than awesome. There are things that the Lord has told us through the interpretation that have ended up in the headlines. So before there was an attack on Israel, we heard it first from God's mouth. Hallelujah. He said there will be an attack, but it will not prevail. Hallelujah. And we're standing on that word, and we're standing in prayer. Hallelujah. He also told us through the interpretation, he let us know that the hostages were going to be released. And we knew about that, I think, about a week before there was any negotiations about the hostages. So join us if you have an opportunity on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. God is talking and we are listening. Hallelujah. And we are also praying about the things that he reveals to us as well. On Wednesdays, two Wednesdays out of the month, we have different broadcasts. The second Wednesday of the month, we have prophetic healing. Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, are our co-hosts. And so the next time we will have prophetic healing will be on Wednesday, which is this Wednesday coming up, Wednesday, December the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. This is the last prophetic healing for the year. And what happens with prophetic healing is that God reveals ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast, and people call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. The last broadcast we had in November, there were 8 awesome healings during the broadcast. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and join us on this Wednesday, December 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have the newest addition to our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and that's the Anointed Pandemic Baby. That will be right after Christmas on Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of the month, Wednesday, the 27th of December. We've been praying for these babies. They've made it through abortion. They've made it through the pandemic, and they are here, and the Lord is pouring out his spirit upon these babies. We are praying for the parents and for the babies. These babies are our future. Hallelujah. So we are definitely praying for them. So, and we're hearing all of the wonderful things that they are doing. They are doing things far beyond their years. So if you have an anointed pandemic baby, or you know one, or you're a grandparent to one, an aunt or uncle to one, call in. We want to hear about them as well. And that will be on Wednesday, the 27th of December, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And Pastor Catherine is our co-host. She's our resident expert. She has an anointed pandemic grandbaby and 4 great grandbabies. Hallelujah. And she teaches some on Sundays. So we get to hear from her and get the up close and personal observations of these little babies. Amen. And then on Thursday, hallelujah, that's what we're doing right now. And we have our boot camp, prophetic boot camp. Now, we heard from Reverend Bill on tonight. Next week, they have a previous engagement. And so, and I think Reverend Kim's class is going to be singing and doing a concert. So they're doing that, and we knew about that in advance. And so we do have something that we're going to do on next Thursday. We'll be here. And we believe that there was an activation that happened on tonight. So pay close attention to what God is doing in you this week. We want to hear from you. I'm going to share some things about prophecy, and probably reiterate some things that that Reverend Bill said, and you know, talk about some things that the Lord has been showing me over the years, and we want to hear from you. Also, on next week, we're going to have we're still setting this up a little bit, but we'll have a couple of people come on. In years past, we have done given people an opportunity to sell their Christmas things for Christmas. We had Entrepreneur Month in some Decembers. We're going to have a couple of entrepreneurs to show up, and they're going to speak to us for about 5 minutes or so. We'll look at their website. So we will do that on the 14th. Amen. So one, I know we're going to have Minister Jackie O, and she had some really beautiful Christmas cards that, you know, she's an artist. So we're going to have her, and we're looking at one more person coming on.
and they typically give us nice discounts as well. And this will be in a nice amount of time to be able to get it in the mail, to get it and then send it out for Christmas. So join us on next Thursday, the 14th. And then the Osbournes will be back, on the 21st, and we're going to hear more, I do believe, from Reverend Kim. And we know that she's a prophetic worshiper. Hallelujah. God uses her in such great ways in worship. Glory to God. So we'll hear mostly from her when they come back. So we're looking forward to that. And then they'll both be here on the 28th. Hallelujah. Okay, then in January, that's our prophecy month. And so we're going to be talking about what the Lord has revealed thus far about 2024. And actually, we're going to hear from the Osbournes on the 28th of December about what the Lord has told them about the year 2024. And then in January, as we go into the new year, we're going to have ones on who will probably start with a group of prophetic voices on the 4th of January, that first Thursday. So if you are hearing a word from the Lord for 2024, let me know about it, and we'll add you in to the prophetic voices for that first Thursday of the month. And then after that, we'll have other prophetic words going on as well for the rest of the month. So looking forward to you all coming back, and we're learning and growing together. Amen. Now, we're going to go back to Reverend Bill, Reverend Kim, for closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen. Your line is open.
Well, amen. This was awesome. Just love to meet with you guys in the spirit of God that's just released, and all the things that you guys are doing. It's just incredible. God is using you guys in an awesome way. And we just thank you that we're part of it. And we lift up the things that were said today, Lord, that you spoke.
Yeah.
We seal those things that the enemy would not be able to steal them, would not twist them, but Lord, that they would be as you said that they would be. We release a fresh new prophetic anointing over Apostle Kizzy, and that prophetic gift would go to a new level and increase. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for just the increase of the prophetic that people would hear, recognize, and hear your voice, Lord, that you would give them visions and dreams. And, Lord, that there would be a fresh new clarity, and that we would engage into that prophetic realm in a way that we haven't before, that we would recognize when we're stepping into that prophetic realm and engage in it. And Lord, we just thank you for a raising of the level of faith, that you are guiding our footsteps, that you are guiding our words. And Lord, that you would give us, that we would be your mouthpiece to this world to bring encouragement. Just to bring a shift and a change. Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Reverend Kim, are you going to say anything?
Amen. No. I just had a great time. We love We love talking about the Lord and sharing the things that he shows us and being part of y'all and the things that the Lord shows y'all. We really glean from that. And so we bless you. We ask that the Lord watch over you and keep you, and that you'll just have prophetic dreams tonight. Lord, we ask that you would speak to all of us in our dreams. And we love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you all so much. You know, I really enjoyed this time, all our time together. Amen. So God bless you all. And all of you here, have a blessed rest of the night with those prophetic dreams, as Reverend Kim was saying. Hallelujah. Amen. So love you all. Glory to God. Amen. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Y'all tell the people that.